Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We are comparing The Wizard of Oz to The Wiz. That's right, we're off to see The Wizard, so let's ease on down the road. Where does it lead? Somewhere over the rainbow? Or some strange alternate version of New York? We'll have to follow the yellow brick road to find out. We represent the Lollipop Guild. Hey everybody, welcome to We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James and...
And I'm Elise.
Yep, that's right. Today we're talking about The Wizard of Oz versus The Wiz. This week we sent out a little, what would you call it, a questionnaire?
No. Yeah, a little poll.
Okay, yeah, a poll, that's good. And we asked you guys, who do you think would win in a fight? The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz? And I was shocked at how close the results were.
Shocked and appalled.
Oh, you were appalled.
I was a little bit appalled.
I don't know if I was, but here are the results. About 60% of you guys said The Wizard of Oz would win. Wiz. No, The Wizard of Oz would win. And 40% said The Wiz would win. So
how do we even assess that?
Well, I guess we're about to find out today, because that's all we're doing this episode is compare, contrast... You know, who's got the bigger muscles, that kind of thing.
Yeah, who has the bigger horse in the race?
Yeah, horse of a different color.
There
I
you
almost
go.
Got that joke out without any flaws.
So close, and yet so far.
Speaking of so far, somewhere over the rainbow, there is a land called Oz.
Heard of that.
I've always been obsessed with Oz. Like the books, when I was a kid, I watched the movie like all the time. Even then, like, when I was 10 years old, I get this, like, craving.
Wait, when you were 10 years old?
What did I say?
No, just 10? Tin Man?
Oh. God, that was too Sorry. Subtle of a pun.
Sorry.
When I was a little Tin Man, I asked for a VHS copy of The Wizard of Oz. Anyway, so I've always kind of liked The Wizard of Oz. And then the Disney Channel actually used to show The Wizard of Oz and then The Wiz back to back. Like, occasionally, they would do that. So that's when I was first exposed to The Wiz as well. At the time when I was a kid, when The Wiz was on TV, like, I hadn't seen anything like that before. And I was just...
No one has.
Yeah. And so I was just kind of, enamored by it. But this was your first experience with The Wiz, I guess, right?
It really was.
It really was.
I feel like every episode has been that way.
What, your first experience with something?
Yeah.
Lately,
I've been experiencing a lot lately.
Yeah, well, the tables will turn next week.
They sure will.
Yeah, so...
I want to say this, first of all.
Go ahead, say things. This is a podcast. Okay. Let's talk.
Do I have to raise my hand?
You do.
Call on me.
Elise, you have the floor.
Oh, thank you. Is it hardwood?
It's easy wood.
Okay. So anyways, I did not even know that this movie existed.
Ah, you're one of those.
One of those. When you said, let's compare the two, I said, there's only one, but okay. Because I did not know.
Would you say after seeing The Wiz that there's still only one? One true, one and only?
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, they are so entirely different. I don't even feel like they're the same story, you know?
That's interesting. That you well, because it's interesting because we're about to compare them. And you're like, yeah. There's no comparison. Good way to start off the comparing episode.
I have a couple, contrasting things.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's a lot that's the same. Do you?
Well, I mean, I think the general skeleton of the story is the same.
There's a skeleton in the story?
Yeah. The bones are the same, but they just hung different meat on it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I think you're thinking of Sweeney Todd.
That's it. Gosh.
Yeah. I feel like we could just talk about The Wiz for like 3 hours because there's so much to talk about, but we won't.
Okay.
But I want to say, I don't understand the opening scene. Okay. So we have all these people gathered together for Thanksgiving, right?
I assume so. There was a turkey there. Unless there was that's a just turkey. Like their normal Saturday get together.
Yeah. It could be totally just the norm. I don't know. But like everybody's just like, I've never seen anyone that happy in my entire life. And
the family. Then,
yeah. I've never seen a family happy. So, so everybody's just like overly happy. And then we have this song going on.
Yeah, it's a song. Yeah, I don't remember the name of the song. I should have looked up. I don't have the list of names of songs. But
is it Prologue or is it The Feeling We Once Had?
I think it's The Feeling We Once Had. I don't believe okay. It's The Prologue. But yeah, so the musical The Wiz starts with this song. And she's the matron of the family, the matriarch. Is that a word?
I'm not okay. sure.
Well,
sounds new to me.
The head lady, let's go with that. The queen of the house.
The queen bee.
The queen bee. She walks around just kind of singing to the family. And I will say I've seen two versions of The Wiz now because NBC right. also did a live version. And their live version had this, I guess it's Ann-M. She was just singing solely to Dorothy. So that made okay. it a little different instead of her walking around singing to the whole family. And I don't know which one I like more or if I like them at all. It's a very weird way to start off a musical. Very somber, even though it's not like a sad song. The tone of it's very sad. Tonally, it's just a little depressing.
Yeah, after they're all having just the most joyful Thanksgiving ever.
Yeah.
But Diana Ross constantly looks like her dog died, which he didn't. He was right there.
No, Toto was, I mean, he's there the whole script.
So I was very confused by
that. He's number one on the call sheet.
Yeah, he is.
There's lots of songs in The Wiz that are very sad.
Yeah.
And I think I made that comment that like when The Wiz is upbeat, it's actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when Definitely. It's not, it's like you want to pull your eyes out and put them in your ears so you can't hear. Does that make sense?
yeah, I totally have experienced that exact feeling.
Probably several times during The Wiz, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, why she? I just she was crying so much.
Mm-hmm.
Did I stop taking it seriously?
Yeah, and a lot of people when they made the movie version of The Wiz were upset that Diana Ross was playing it because of her age, because she was much older than a Dorothy should be.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes it even weirder how much she cries. Because she's not like a lost little girl. She's like an adult.
A middle-aged woman.
Like, yeah, she like teaches kids and school. Like she should be able to like get herself together, pull herself together, you know?
Yeah.
And instead she's just like, what's going on? You know? Oh no, a trash can is attacking me.
Well, now that's something to cry about. But
well,
then
yeah,
there
that was the
times,
most terrifying scene in the whole thing. Yeah.
That was terrifying. I mean, he was just straight up eating the scarecrow's arms.
When you say he, you mean two trash cans.
It's, of course. Stay with it.
Okay.
Come on.
So now contrast that, your initial reaction to The Wiz, to how you feel about The Wizard of Oz. What's the difference?
Just you're talking about like the opening scene?
Not necessarily opening, just the tone of the whole thing. Like, compare how The Wiz makes you feel to how The Wizard of Oz makes you feel.
So, The Wiz kind of makes me feel like something happened when they were making it and they said, whatever. That's kind of how it makes me feel. But most importantly, I feel like just the actual storyline isn't just, it's not all the way there. Like something's missing, or maybe it's just too distracting with everything that's going on.
Yeah, the Wiz basically banks on the fact that you've seen The Wizard of Oz already.
Right.
It doesn't stand alone as its own movie. I think you'd be very confused because you have to have knowledge already of The Wizard of Oz to compare it to, or else it's just kind of very, like it's like an acid trip. Like you're in some weird version of your own world that's not, like, that's the thing. Like, The Wizard of Oz takes you to Oz, and it's, like, unlike anything you've ever seen before. And
The Wiz... And it is weird, I will say that. They're both weird.
Yes. But The Wiz takes you to something that looks so familiar, but it's just got a slight twist to it, to where it's almost disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree with that, because the subway looks totally normal, and then the walls start coming off and chasing people, and the trash cans start eating people. And
yeah, and they walk across a bridge, and there's like five versions of the Empire State Building. Did you notice that? Like,
no.
They're heading into like what would be New York, but I guess it's towards Oz. And there's like five Empire State Buildings with like a roller coaster going around it.
Oh, yeah, I did remember the roller coaster.
That's a creepy dream. That's like something you say, like, so I woke up the other day and I was like downtown, but it wasn't quite downtown.
Yeah. Yep. So pretty much all of my dreams that I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was so horrifying.
But here's the thing, though. I've heard a lot of people say that The Wizard of Oz is also horrifying to them. And personally, I don't have that experience.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got weird things.
It does. I mean, the Wicked Witch is terrifying. When she's in that crystal ball, there's like Dorothy thinks she's seeing Aunt Em, and then all of a sudden it turns into the Wicked Witch, and that's terrifying. So there are some scary things, but it's scary in a different way, I think. It kind of digs into your scary things you think of as a kid. Like, oh, a witch is scary. But like The Wiz is like, a trash can is not a scary thing. And they make it something scary. Like, it digs into a different sort of subconscious fear, where it's like anything is like can eat you.
Yeah. And everything's, you know, controlled by something evil that is ultimately out to kill you.
Yeah. It's you great. Know, normal.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay, so let's go through. I have some comparisons between songs now. So because there's a lot of similarities in like scenes that happen. You know, we have Dorothy, she first gets to Oz, or Dorothy meets the Scarecrow and stuff, and there's all scenes. So I kind of want to go through one by one, maybe not one by one, but a few of the key ones. So when Dorothy first gets to Oz in The Wizard of Oz, there's that Munchkin scene where they have the Munchkin medley, basically. And then compared to The Wiz, where Dorothy, like, she doesn't fall in a house, she just falls out of the sky, which is weird. What do you think? Who did it better?
Oh, that is a hard question, because...
Because you don't like either scene?
Well, the Munchkins are so weird. They are so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they... And what I notice is their voices sound exactly like the rats in Cinderella.
Okay.
Like, for some reason, they were like, we've got to change their voices and make them sound as creepy as possible. This is what we're going to do.
Okay, so you've got these little weird Munchkin people that, like, basically, like, they can blend in with flowers if they want to. Like, they kind of look like nature, but then they pop out and they don't quite look like nature. They look like Candyland come to life. Like,
yeah, that's a good description.
So then compare that to the He's the Wizard song in The Wiz, where you have like graffiti basically coming to life.
Yeah. I would say, like you said, that's, you know, a little horrifying, because now I feel like you could look at any graffiti wall and be scared. Yeah. But I thought that was really cool. Like, they're just popping off the wall, and then they're immediately like, I mean, when they were coming towards her, I said, wow, like, she's gonna pee her pants, because that's really scary. But that's probably one of the parts I really did like about The Wiz. Wouldn't you say?
Well, I think visually The Wiz, I think, is interesting. I mean, it's a little twisted, a little dark, but I do really like I said, as a kid, it kind of captivated me. I thought, this is really interesting to see like the graffiti come to life, and then like even the yellow brick road is like not quite right. And like, there's like taxis that are also the yellow brick road.
Oh yeah.
Like, they always miss the cab, but like, yeah. But let's talk about the songs then. Compare the Munchkin song, you know, the ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch is dead.
Oh.
And then in The Wiz, you've got He's the Wiz and he lives in Oz. You're just dancing. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I need more because I don't remember it very well.
Well, they do that like, he's the wizard.
Are those words or is that really how it goes?
That's really how, I mean, half of those weren't words, but they really go da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Gotcha.
Which one's better?
Is the part that says like, because, is that part of,
that's no, part of the Munchkin song, isn't it? I would say that's part of Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Okay.
So ding okay. dong, the witches, that's where you've got the, we represent the lollipop girl.
Yeah, annoying. I mean...
It's so classic that you just can't.
It is, but the voices, you know, the voices.
But they're Munchkins, Elise.
Do you like that style of singing?
It's not a style of singing. It's I mean, unless you count like the Chipmunks or something.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
But it's, I mean, it's they're trying to show these characters are kind of weird. It's not that I like it. It's just it's who they are. You got to live in the moment.
Yeah.
These are what Munchkins sound like. Deal with it.
That's fine. But, I mean, if you had to choose to listening to it with, like, normal voices or, which would you choose?
I would choose the second one. I know that sounds weird. That's going to surprise you. But, like, as a kid, I thought it was so funny.
I'm not asking you as a kid.
Well, still, as an adult then, when the coroner comes out and he goes, like, that's so funny to me. Like, it would be so boring if he just sounded like, you know, Josh Groban.
I'm not saying you should sound
Which,
like
by the
Josh
way,
Groban.
We should recast this, and all the Munchkins should just be Josh Groban.
I would love that. I would pay you $14 for you to make that.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Okay, awesome. I'll Venmo you. Anyways, okay, yes. Okay, I agree. It is very classic. I don't really have a problem with it. I'm just saying it's a little annoying.
I think it fits the musical, but
yeah, definitely.
If I had to listen to one just in my car, I would listen to He's the Wizard. Like, that's a cool song. It's kind of got a cool feel to it.
And I don't remember, like, exactly how that goes, but I remember snapping my little fingies to that.
Yeah, it's a fingy snapper.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. I guess I'm going with that one. I mean, I feel it feels wrong, but if we're comparing them, that's what I pick.
Well, that's the thing about, I think we'll be surprised when we get to the end of this, because I don't find The Wiz enjoyable as a whole, but there are certain elements of it that I think are really good.
Yeah. I would agree.
Sweet. Well, moving on to then let's talk about the Yellow Brick Road versus Ease On Down the Road.
Ease on down the road. Now that song I know I've heard before.
I think a lot of people. I think it was a hit on the radio for a while.
Was it?
Yeah, and actually, I'm going to throw a fact at you. Do you want me to throw my first fact at you?
Pitch it.
Might as well. Okay, here I'm going to ask you to rate my fact. Rate my fact.
And that's a fact.
Okay, the first fact is that the original staging of The Wiz suffered low turnouts on Broadway until the producers created a TV ad campaign featuring Ease On Down the Road. And that attracted huge audiences. And it was one of the first shows to advertise on television for a Broadway show. There had only been one before it. It was Pippin in like 72, okay. I think. So this was only the second Broadway musical to ever advertise on TV, and it used Ease On Down the Road. I think that's why a lot of people know it.
Oh, because it was just like broadcasted on TV a lot?
You got it. Credit card? You got it.
If I only had a brain. So yeah, I would say that fact is probably about an 8.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay.
8 is great.
Don't spend it all in one place.
Okay. So I would say because of that, maybe Ease On Down the Road's not as recognizable as Follow the Yellow Brick Road, but they both the culture is both very aware of those songs.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well, that's what we're here for, to give our opinions. What are the words before the because?
You mean, if ever was the Wizard of Oz, is one because.
Yes.
Because.
I thought you would really like that because you like, you know.
I do really like that. The Wiz does a really good job of making songs that you would want to listen to in your car. They're like singles. They're standalone. But The Wizard of Oz is, they're more like they follow the plot. And there's a lot of songs that come back. Like that one, they do a lot of times. But then songs like the If I Only Had a Brain. And then it's like the same song for If I Only Had a Heart. Yeah. It's just the same song with different lyrics. So I don't know. I think a lot of these comparisons, I'm going to be like, I'd rather pick The Wiz to listen to in my car. I think it's a necessarily a better song.
Right.
But I just think it's more enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll probably end up saying maybe the music is just more fun to listen to, but the movie, but only some.
I think The Wiz has more misses than hits.
They have a lot of songs, so it's a lot of chances to not succeed.
Yeah, and The Wizard of Oz doesn't have a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Like, once you get to a certain point in The Wizard of Oz, it stops having songs, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like, they get to the Emerald City, and I think the last song is like, If I Were the King of the Forest. And then I was
going to ask you, why are you shaking your head? No.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
I was going to ask you to do an impression of that because that had me crying a little bit.
I don't think I can do If I Were the King of the Forest.
There you go. I knew you could. It was just a matter of asking.
Well, thank you for asking me to do that.
I really wanted to hear that because as soon as it happened, I said,
I'm going to make James do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about If I Only Had the Brains versus You Can't Win. And do you remember this? This is Michael Jackson as the Scarecrow.
Boy.
You can't win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
That's such a good song. I don't even want to talk about this comparison. Like, If I Only Had the Brains, that's fine, whatever.
It's got
some neat lines, but like, Michael Jackson knocked it out of the park with that.
He really did.
And you know what's weird? I found this out too. That song is not actually originally in The Wiz.
Yeah.
It was added for the movie version.
That's a great addition.
And I think, because I listened to the song that originally went there and I was like, this is kind of like Snooze Fest 2017. You okay over there?
Yeah. I was trying to think of what was that word that we used to say? Snoozmatron.
Snoozmatron. Why did we say that?
I don't. You came up with it, and I thought it was funny, so stuck with it.
Snoozmatron. I said totes. You said, are you tired? And I said, totes Snoozmatron.
That's what it was. And I said,
and I was not proud.
I'll remember that. And then I forgot it.
Well, I'm glad we revived that.
I'm so glad it happened. Okay. Anyways, go back to what you were saying.
So You Can't Win. This was actually, I found out too, rate this fact. This was Michael Jackson's first hit as a solo artist.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is this fact or faked?
No, this is a big old fact.
Oh, really?
So, because this movie came out in 79. So we're talking about like in between the Jackson 5 and when he was really like a striving solo artist. And this was kind of what put him on the charts.
So do you think this movie like propelled him to fame a little bit?
I sure hope so.
Just so that something good came of it?
Yeah.
I'm sure people loved it as much as we did, because it was bomb.com.
Yeah. Totes Bomb-matron.
Yep, you got it.
So that's a great song. Now, here's the thing. I think we've said The Wiz wins in every song so far.
Well, we've only done two, haven't we?
We've done three.
Yeah.
Let's compare If I Only Had a Heart to Slide Some Oil to Me. You remember this one?
Yeah.
Slide some oil to me.
A little bit more.
Make it drizzle down my spine. Something like that.
Yeah, you had that one memorized, didn't you?
No, probably not.
I mean, that's hard to compare because It's the same song in The Wizard of Oz, just with different lyrics. And this one was, I mean, that's kind of cool. They were creative enough to have three different, entirely different songs for each.
Yeah, that is something character. Nice I like about The Wiz. But I will say, though, that, you know, the If I Only Had a Heart with the Tin Man's dance routine, I did like that. And, like, that's very iconic with, like, the Tin Man kind of, like, leaning way over.
Yeah, and, you're right.
And I really like that.
And the dog. I mean, the dog is trained so well. The dog does so good in this movie. I'm so proud of Toto. I'm sorry. I thought of that a lot, and I just needed to say
Every time the dog popped up on the screen, you said, good job, buddy.
I said, yay, you did it. Hope they gave him a Scooby snack.
I bet they did. He deserves it. Why did I? That sounded weird with the way I said it, didn't I?
It really did.
He deserves it.
He deserves it.
And this is also the slide some oil to me. This is the part where the Tin Man cries, and it looks so weird. And he's crying about his giant wife called Teeny. And he's like, a teeny, a teeny.
Yeah, I think that was probably your favorite part.
Oh, man, it was when I was a kid. I think me and my brother used to say that all the time. A teeny. Because it's so weird.
It's bizarre. This whole thing.
How bizarre. Okay, so but which one would you pick then? You still like Slide Some Oil to Me? Let me lubricate my mind.
Yeah, I would probably pick that just because, you know, if I'm listening to the soundtrack, I'm going to get tired of hearing the same song, even if it has different words. And I can't see the awesome dancing if I'm just listening to it. So,
yeah,
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Because I can't decide.
Well, that's fine. Let's pass then. Let's move on to the If I Only Had the Nerve. And then and then the Wiz version is I'm a Mean Old Lion.
The Noive. If I Only Had the Noive.
I Only Had the Noive.
So how about you go first? Which one do you like better?
I like I'm a Mean Old Lion. Really? A mean old lion. Yeah. I don't know.
Why?
Well, now I feel super judged. Me go first just so you could be like, oh, that's dumb, James.
No, I just want to know. Sorry. I just want to know why you liked it so much.
I didn't like it so much. I just think I think it's the same reason as all the other ones. Like those three songs in The Wizard of Oz they're all so similar.
Yeah.
Which I understand why they did that. I'm not, in some ways I like it, but when comparing it, I think I like the standalone thing more in The Wiz. So.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, I mean, I was just wondering, like, what makes it stand out to you just because, like, I don't think I liked that kind of at all.
Yeah.
And I the thing about the lion in The Wizard of Oz is that I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, everything he says and, like, his facial expressions. He's totes
Adorbsmatron.
You said it. But he has so many, like, cool quirks, and he's just, like, he's one of those characters that everything he says just really, like, sticks out, and I feel like he gets a lot of the laughs, and he's the one that's always, like, running away from every problem, and they're reeling him back in.
True.
So just because I think he's, like, one of the funniest characters in the entire thing, I think that song is really funny to me, and just the way that he, you know, acts everything out and the way he sings, and I just love it all.
Yeah. Listen to this fact about the lion.
Okay.
His costume was made from real lion. True fact.
That's in which one?
In The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yep. They killed a bunch of lions.
They killed a lion for this?
I guess so.
Are you telling the truth?
I ain't lying.
There
That's
it is.
For sure. real lion. So
that's cray cray.
Does that make you change your mind about how cute you think he is? No, knowing that he's wearing a dead animal.
Hey, I think that's 10 times awesomer.
That is kind of cool, right?
Like I would.
It's like, hey, I'm gonna kill this 10? And then pretend to be it.
Yeah.
I want you to rate another fact I have. Wait, no, rate the lion one first. I just told you the lion one, but then we.
Well, I was saying that I would rate it a 10, but then because it's so good, I'm going to rate it like a 12.
You think you think it's so good that you're going to... That fact is so good. Out of all the facts I've ever given you, that one gets a 12?
Your face just says it all right now. Because what I'm saying is that, like, this character, I think, is the best anyways. Then you just tell me something that's even awesomer about him. So if you're going to give me a fact about him, he's probably going to get a 10 for me.
Okay.
So then I have to add on because, you know, I got to play it fair.
Okay. Okay. I like it.
Okay. Cool. Next.
Well, if you like the lion being a lion, then you'll love the witch being a witch, because listen to this fact.
Wait, did they kill real witches?
No. Yeah, for their false noses.
Oh, I know. They dyed her skin green for real.
No.
And it was permanent.
No. The actress that played the Wicked Witch didn't get along with the actress who played Glinda, and she liked to sneak into her dressing room and eat her lunch when she wasn't looking. So how's that witch being a witch? It's so juvenile.
It is, but like, can't you just tell when you watch it that they are just not pals?
I really can't. I don't think they're in the scenes long enough. I don't know. But maybe.
I mean, Glinda just seems like the kind of person you would just stay away from. She's just too
Glinda,
much.
Glinda, the good witch?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does kind of have this like upper class kind of like twit. Kind of stick her nose up at you sort of attitude.
So, you said twit?
Twit, yeah. Upper class twit.
Like, is that like a, that's like a British term, isn't it?
Let's go with that, yeah.
Okay, yeah, little twit. and then the Wicked Witch is just like, she's like that elementary school teacher that made you sit in the corner for 10 hours.
Yeah, but you know what's weird about that is like watching her on screen, I think she's kind of terrifying, but then when I look at her, I kind of go, but I bet she's really nice off stage.
Oh, I don't think that at all.
Oh.
I think she probably kills children.
Mm-hmm.
Another good joke is when it's Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy and the Scarecrow find the Tin Man.
Oh, yes. Like, I know what you're about to say.
You know what I'm going to say. What am I going to say?
Where she goes... He says, oil can.
Yep.
And he's like, oil can what?
Oil can what? That was by far my favorite joke.
Yeah, that's an Elise joke. I heard that joke and I said, that's Elise. I heard it and I said out loud, Elise.
And then I said, hello, who is it?
Okay, so what would you rate the witch stealing lunch?
Oh, I think it feels like maybe a... It could be not real, or it could be just like a fun prank.
I don't know.
So I'm going to rate it a 6.5.
Okay. Okay, well, how about I give you three facts and one of them's fake? Can we do Can we do fact or faked?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sing the theme song?
Oh. Fact or faked.
And that's a fact. Okay. Here we go. Are you ready for this one? Because you've never gotten one right.
Wait, really? Oh, yeah. You're right.
Let's see if you can do it today.
I think that today I'm going to get it wrong.
Okay.
Got to believe in yourself.
All bets in?
Yeah.
So two of these are about The Wizard of Oz and one of them is about The Wiz. So are you ready?
Let me meditate for a second.
Okay. Just close your eyes. Tap your heels together. Say
there's no feeling like winning. There's no feeling like winning. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, the first fact or faked we have is that Toto, the dog in The Wizard of Oz, made $125 each week, and the Munchkins only made $50 a week.
I hope that that's true.
The second fact we have is that in The Wizard of Oz, the crew used asbestos to create the snow in the snow scene with the poppies.
Okay, okay.
And the third fact is that in The Wiz, the Empire State Building was home to the Emerald City.
I'm sorry, can you explain the third one?
The where they filmed the scene for the Emerald City was the Empire State Building.
Okay. So, okay. So here's the thing. I already knew about the asbestos thing.
Okay, good.
So I'm sorry about that. I already knew that. Unless you're changing like one word or something.
Yeah.
So I know that that's true. And
you might actually get this one right this time.
Oh, but see, I mean, I hope that the dog fact is true, but that would be horrible also. I mean, it'd be hilarious, but sad.
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 Trumpkins.
Trumpkins!
Oh, let's make it all Munchkins.
Oh, yes!
All Donald Trump.
But I still want to include Josh in something. Let's make him the lion.
Josh Groban? No, yeah. Okay, let's make Trump all the Munchkins. But let's make Josh Groban all the guys that go, oh, wee oh.
I'm okay with that.
I think he could make that song sound really good.
Yeah, he could do definitely a lot of harmonies and yes. Really give it the kick it needs.
Mm, and it needs a kick.
Sure does. Also, are they saying Oreo?
No. No, Oreo.
They're just saying OEO.
OEO.
Yeah. Maybe they can't pronounce their R's.
Party at my parents' house.
What is that? Why did you think of that?
I don't know. I just thought, what if those guys that go OEO were actually just trying to come up with a fat hook? And then just like you put a dubstep beat behind it.
I bet someone's done that.
I hope so.
We should check the interwebs.
I hope somebody's remixed all the Wizard of Oz songs with like those weird mechanical like dead mouse sounds.
Yeah, I think so.
They're like boom 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 boom.
What is it like?
Don't worry about it. Okay, so which one's fake and which one's a fact?
I was trying to stall so I could think of it.
Yeah.
I so badly want the dog fact to be true that I'm going to go with the Empire State Building.
Oh my gosh, Elise, you got it right.
Is this a trick?
No, for real. It wasn't really the Empire State Building. It was actually the World Trade Center, which you can totally tell if you know that. Like when they're peering over when they're peering over and looking at everybody dancing wearing green, there's like two buildings on the side, and that's one the North and the South Tower.
First of all, awesome. Good job, me.
Yeah, good job, you.
Thank you. But also, can you tell me why that was happening, by the way? The everybody wearing green and the super long song, and then everybody wearing red and the super long song, and then everybody wearing yellow and the super long song.
So you're talking about in The Wiz where they start.
In The Wiz.
There's a dance sequence when they first get to the Emerald City where they keep changing colors.
Yes.
I think that's a reference to the people that are obsessed with fashion. And they just, it's kind of like the capital in Hunger Games, you know, how everybody just is really trendy. And so the Wiz is like, by the way, green is what you're supposed to wear. And they're like, yeah, we're wearing green. And then he's like, just kidding. Red's what's in fashion now. So it was a little commentary on that. But yeah, I think that's what was happening. I just think it went on too long. I like the idea of it, but it just
so long. So
very long. Which brings me to, by the way, congrats on getting the fact right.
Thank you.
But I kind of want to move.
What do I win?
Absolutely nothing. In The Wizard of Oz, when they first get to, the Emerald City, then you have the scene with the horse of a different color.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of similar, in that things change color. And that's the only similarity. I'm going to assume, I think I know the answer to this, but which scene do you think was better?
Your question is the dancing, changing color Wiz scene.
Yes.
Versus the scene where they knock on the door and he lets them in and they see a horse of a different color.
Yeah. And then they dress him up and, you know, scrub, scrub here, scrub, scrub there. And I can brought tra la la.
No, keep going.
That's how we something certain way in the merry old land of Oz.
Yeah. Definitely that one.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely that one.
I think that song is one of my favorite songs in the Wizard of Oz, period.
Oh, really?
I think so. It's really catchy. Just like, the merry old land of Oz. And okay. Then just seeing them kind of like, with the lion gets all like groomed and he gets a perm.
Mm-hmm. And he mentions it later. It was so funny.
Yeah.
It's like, my permanent.
I don't know. I just think it's a really good scene. And it's when you first see the Emerald City. And I think as a kid, I was like, whoa, that horse is changing colors.
Oh, that's definitely
cool. It looks like...
Did you know? I have a fact to throw at you.
Yes. I think I know the answer to it already.
Oh. What is it?
That they dyed the horse with Jell-O.
Yes!
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. Well, hey, do you want to play... what song is that from?
Yeah, I do. You
All
know
right.
it.
Let's play it.
Hey, wait a second. I gotta know. What song is that from?
Okay, so this is kind of a special edition, I would say, because I'm going to do something a little different. I want you to tell me if the line is from The Wizard of Oz or The Wiz. So bonus points if you can guess what song it's from.
Okay.
But we're more kind of trying to determine, is this from The Wizard or is it from The Wiz? So we're playing Wizard or Wiz, basically.
Okay, got it.
You got me?
I think so.
Okay, so here is your first lyric.
Hold on, let me put my thinking cap on.
You got it?
I got it.
Was it a gift from the wizard?
No, the Wiz.
Richard Pryor?
Yeah. Pryor?
I hardly know her.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so we hear that he is a Wiz of a Wiz.
Oh, is that it?
Yep.
We hear that he is a Wiz of a Wiz?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Okay.
Is that from Wizard of Oz or The Wiz? We hear that he is a Wiz of a Wiz.
I'm going to say it's from The Wiz.
You are incorrect.
Dang it. Just kidding.
Maybe if I said it more like this. We hear that he's a Wiz of a Wiz, if ever a Wiz there was.
Gosh, I mean, we just talked about that.
Yeah.
We just talked about that. If I only had a brain, I would have gotten it.
Okay, here's your second lyrics. as I'd click my heel, all the trees would kneel.
That's gotta be the Wiz.
No.
Are you serious?
It's from The Wizard of Oz.
Did I even watch these movies?
I don't think you did.
Okay.
This is the King of the Forest song. I can't remember exactly how he goes, but he's like talking about how the woodland creatures would bow down to him.
But that's weird because it sounds like something that, you know, obviously Dorothy would say.
Well, the lion says it. And that's the truth.
Oh, I bet it's from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
That's what it is. I've been quoting the wrong thing this whole time.
That's why I got him wrong.
Two wrong out of two. Okay. Good start. So let's go with the next one is, you better beware, this is the king of the jungle here.
Okay, that's got to be the Wiz.
That is the Wiz.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's
and that's
the
mean old
lion.
I get bonus points on that one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I said it before.
It's okay. I still said it at the same time. So.
Well.
Okay, how many bonus points do I get?
1,500.
1,500? How many do I need to win?
Just a couple.
So like two?
Yeah.
So I've already won.
Well, but once you have points, I can take them away if I don't like something
you
say.
For like bad behavior?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to keep them.
Okay. Next lyrics are... And you know, without his help, 'twould be impossible to leave.
I mean, obviously we're talking about the wizard, or the Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
I meant the character, not the movie.
Yeah.
Do
you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
And you know, without his help, 'twould be impossible to leave.
I'm going to guess the Wiz.
Yep. There you go.
Good.
Can you name the song?
Okay, the song is... So you wanted to see the wizard?
Nope.
Oh, wait. Do I get another guess?
Yeah.
He's the wizard.
Yep. But okay. I don't like how you had to guess twice, so I'm going to deduct 1,501 points.
Oh, dang.
So you've technically only got 1 point right now.
Oh, it's doing so well. I came so far.
Oh, and in the end, doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter.
Okay.
He's on down the road.
Da 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 da. He's on down the road.
Sing it.
Don't you care me nothing at my beer alone. Come on. He's on down the road. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, you know what I like about that song? Is what? Like when they start talking about it, the music's like, bar, 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 bar. And he's like, he's on down. And it's like, yeah, da, 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 da.
No. What you really liked about that down. Is the fact that every time we cut to a new scene, they were still singing that song just together with no instruments or anything. That's what you liked about that.
Like, they don't talk to each other. They're just like, and they now only let's sing. Go see the Wiz. And they're just like, ease on down, ease on down. And then like, but what's so funny is it has music. And then when they cut to them, like, 3 hours later,
instruments.
There's no music. And they're just like, out of breath. And they're just like, he's on down, he's on down, he's on down.
I thought that was so funny.
What a bunch of crazy people. What if you and your friends did that? You sang a song until it was over and you never went to a new song. You just kept singing the same song until you were out of breath.
Well, you like just
Black
keep
Eyed
looping
Peas,
it.
My Humps. Like once it's over, like you're just still driving 7 hours later. You're like at a gas station and you're just like, my humps, check it out.
I think you'd be arrested immediately. But like, think about how many times they were like, all right, like, here's the thing, cast. You're arriving to this location. And when we say action, just start singing that song again. Okay. And they did that like 20 times. Like, I think at one point they were like, maybe we shouldn't do this again. Maybe we should do something else.
Do you think the cast of the musical like would go to sleep and just dream that song? Like as they're falling asleep, 100%. they hear like, bop, 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 and they're like,
they probably want to like murder people to that song.
I'm glad we talked about that.
It's essential.
So here's another lyric for you because now you got 1 point.
Okay.
Have you ever been kissed by lightning? Just asking. That's not one of the lyrics.
I have not.
Okay, well, here's the next lyric. Have you ever been kissed by lightning?
Oh, so weird. I feel like I just heard that. Deja vu. let's see. Let me use my skills.
If you only had a brain.
I know, seriously. could you sing it?
I don't think I could. Does that give it away?
So it's probably The Wiz then.
Yeah, it's from The Wiz.
Okay, but.
But guess what song?
What song could that be? Don't Nobody Bring Me No Bad News?
Nope. Is that bad news that you got it wrong?
Yeah, I told you not to bring me bad news.
No bad news. That was a weird song, but I like it. I like that song. See, that's the thing about The Wiz. There's so many songs that I kind of dig, if that's a cool thing to say.
It's not, but I'll allow
it. When we're talking about The Wiz, I'm not allowed to say I dig it?
You can.
Okay.
You might be judged, but you can. So I don't know what song it is. What is it?
It's from So You Wanted to See The Wizard. Yeah, it's like talking about how awesome the wizard is, I guess. And the person singing, it's like, have you ever been kissed by lightning?
That's supposed to be describing the feeling of meeting the wizard?
Apparently. Yeah, it's like getting electrocuted by way too much voltage.
On your lips?
What other place?
Well, I don't know. Anyways, very weird.
Yeah. Okay, very so weird. Let's go with you got 2 points. So this one either makes it or breaks it. Because
there's one more? Okay.
Yes. So this last lyric is, just because I'm presuming that I could be a kind of human.
Can you sing it?
I could.
But you won't?
Right. That will give it away.
Dang it. Okay. I'm going to say it's The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. Just because okay. I'm presuming that I could be a kind of human if I only had a heart.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Close. It's close. Yeah, I mean, I did pretty well, though. I got, like, 7 right.
I don't even think I asked 7. I think this should be easy, but there are 2 songs that I think are kind of like the what they tried to make like the heart of the musical. So
which one?
Well, both of them. That's okay. Why I'm comparing these songs.
Okay.
So I think the first song is Somewhere Over the Rainbow from mm-hmm. The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And then from The Wiz, I feel like the parallel to that song would be Believe in Yourself at the end, where she's singing, believe in yourself. I don't remember how it goes, but I think where they tried to make it like a, Somewhere Over the Rainbow song, where it's like, this musical is about more than a journey. You know, it's about believing in yourself and striving mm-hmm. for more. And maybe you can just tell by the tone of my voice that I didn't really enjoy that song. But, mm-hmm. So which one do you think did it better?
Well, let me start by saying this, okay?
No, end by saying this.
All right. You want me to start at the end and then work my way
exactly.
back to the beginning?
Back to reality.
Oh.
I think we've referenced that song like the last 3 podcasts.
Every time.
No, you can start wherever you want. I don't care.
Okay. Well, here's my confusion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm crazy.
You Am I? Are, yes. Yeah.
Dang it. Okay, so next question.
Mm-hmm.
So
have you ever been kissed by lightning?
Have you?
Da do.
Okay, so I'm going to take that as a no. Okay, so third question mm-hmm. is, you know, okay. So in the beginning of The Wiz, her aunt is like, girl, you got to get out of here. You got to go see the world. Bye-bye, leave me alone,
I thought you were going to say buy a boat. Not bye-bye, buy a boat.
Buy a boat. And then in The Wizard of Oz, she's wishing to go. She's yes. the one that's talking about over the rainbow where there's no trouble and blah, blah, blah.
Right, where there's no old witches getting mad at your dog.
Yeah, which I guess she discovers that even in this magical land, there's still lots of trouble. You can't escape trouble. That's depressing. Anyways, so that was confusing to me. I mean, I guess they're trying to have 2 totally different lessons. Is that, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. And you know what's weird about both of them is they're even different from the book. Like the book.
Oh, okay.
The book has her like come back from Oz and like it really happened. Like in the movie, she wakes up and she's like, I had a dream and you were there and you were there. And
well, Dorothy really believes it happened.
Right. But what I'm saying is in the book,
but it's up to the
it
audience.
Happened. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, I think it could have happened.
Okay. Fair enough.
You don't think so?
Maybe. I don't know. I actually never thought about that. I thought it was very heavily implied that she was crazy.
Oh, well. The next scene is them throwing her into the loony bin, but I
actually no, that is the next scene. They made a sequel in the 80s called Return to Oz, and they make her go to an insane asylum. Great movie.
Is this a joke?
No.
Are you punking me?
No.
Where's Ashton?
It's a real thing. It's look
I
it
just
up,
predicted
whatever.
The past.
What were we talking about? The ending of this movie?
Okay, you asked me, the 2 songs.
Yeah, so we have Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Believe in
so
Yourself.
So off track.
I don't.
It distracted me because it's just 2 totally different approaches and I just don't understand why. So even though I'm not a huge fan of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I have to pick that.
So I agree with you. Believe in Yourself is like, how about... Sorry song, but believe in yourself as much as you want, but I'm not going to.
I will not believe in myself.
But I really like Somewhere Over the Rainbow, though. I think that's a really good song. So you don't even like the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I think just because it's very overplayed and...
Okay, but in the context of the movie, I will say that I watched The Wizard of Oz yesterday and Somewhere Over the Rainbow came on. And I think that was the first time I really paid attention to it as an adult. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a very sweet song within the context of the musical.
I think Judy Guards killed it.
Judy Guards.
She definitely nailed it. I'm not a huge fan of the song.
You're not invited to my Somewhere Over the Rainbow party that I'm having later on.
Da-dang!
How messed up is it that at the end of each movie, Glinda, or whoever the good witch is, comes in and says, You've had the power all along. And I'm like, oh, really? Because you're the first person I met. Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, like, you just got like real like dad just then. Eyebrows raised and you were like, son, why didn't you tell me the truth?
I just think that's so, it's so mean because she's Glinda the Good Witch. And I'm like, but you, and even Glinda in The Wiz, she made the tornado happen. She has it in the palm of her hands. She
wanted to teach her a lesson.
Yeah, but what was the lesson?
Believe in yourself.
Oh, she could have done that some other way.
I agree. But Glinda the Good Witch in The Wizard of Oz, yes. I was glad that they answered my questions because she was like, oh, all this time, you could have just clicked your heels 3 times. And then the Scarecrow goes, and why didn't you tell her that before? And she was like, because you wouldn't have believed me. And I was like,
I would have believed you. You showed up in a bubble. Like,
yeah. And also she would have tried anything to get home. So yeah.
I mean,
I think she would have believed her.
I'm surrounded by little people. My house just flew from Kansas and smashed itself on a witch whose shoes flew off of her feet, somehow appeared on my feet, and I watched her legs roll up. And then you show up in a bubble and you say to me, you wouldn't have believed me if I said click your heels together and blah blah blah. I would have believed anything you said.
Yeah, at that
point.
You could
have said like eat this munchkin turd and like say the Pledge of Allegiance. I would have been like, give me that turd. You know?
It's good to know that you would eat turds in a crisis.
Well, munchkin turds, there's a difference.
Is there? Is it like candy or?
Yeah, it's got caramel in the middle.
How do you know that? Wait, so you would endure the gross taste to get to the caramel in the middle?
I mean, to each his own, right?
No.
All I'm saying is, if ever a wizard was, the Wizard of Oz is one because.
Because the wonderful things and turds he does. Yeah,
because of all the caramel turds he does. Oh.
Oh, man. Boy.
Not, you know what? I never saw a toilet in that movie. Just throwing that out there. I think they survived on their own feces.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm done. Also, can we please talk about the ending scene of The Wiz? I shouldn't say ending scene because that's not really accurate. But the scene where all of the people just rip off their clothes
and start
dancing
around.
Can
you feel a brand new day?
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah. I don't remember them doing that because I saw this movie when I was a youngster and I saw it on the Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah. You think they cut that out?
Maybe they did cut it out. I remember the song. I just don't remember them like going full nudist, you know, like the Wicked Witch is dead. Take off your clothes. The parents aren't home. Party at my parents' house. I don't know why like that was their mentality.
But it was like the smallest like Speedos.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't even just be wearing like boxer shorts, something.
Yeah. I don't know. That was very...
It was very odd.
It was very uncomfortable.
The Wizard of Odd.
Oh my gosh. I feel like if I was a grandparent in 1979 and I brought my kids to see that, there would be no warning, you know, an hour and 30 minutes in, that everybody's about to like have a Matrix Reloaded orgy.
Why did you say... Please.
Sorry.
Help me. Why did you say if you were a grandparent?
I don't know. I feel like it'd be more embarrassing as a grandparent than with, as
you're,
a parent.
You're so like old and senile, you wouldn't even care.
I don't know. Maybe if I was a grandparent, I'd be like one of those grandparents that nudges the kids to like make them feel uncomfortable. That's what my grandpa used to do to me.
Yeah.
Like when a waitress would walk by, he'd be like, "Hey, my grandson wants your phone number."
Oh, no.
Yeah, I feel like if my grandpa saw The Wiz with me during that song, he would have got up and taken his clothes off too and be like, "It's one of these parties, huh?"
I'm the cool grandpa.
Yeah, he's dead. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Don't you think that Diana Ross is a really bad actress?
Yeah, she did not do a good job.
Okay.
Her singing is not so bad. So like every song Diana Ross sang, I would yawn, put my head down.
Yeah.
I was ready to take a little nip nap. No, that sounded weird. So anyway, moving past that quick. she made me sleepy is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Also, after they rip their clothes off and have that scene, there's still 25 minutes of movie.
Oh, yeah. What would you rate The Wiz? On a scale from uno to the ace.
Okay. So we're doing this in Spanish. Hold on, I have to think in Spanish. Well, I'm going to go with... it's hard because the songs are good. The acting's pretty bad. And the movie as a whole is very scary.
Yeah.
So, knowing what I know, seeing what I saw.
Mm-hmm. Smelling what you smelled.
Well, with a movie, you don't really smell it, but okay.
I was just going to say there's the classic theater popcorn smells and the sticky floor and all that stuff.
Yeah, you smell the sticky floor?
Mm-hmm. I crawl to my seat when I go to the theater.
Oh, don't tell me that. It makes me sad for you.
No, I'm sad for me.
I'm sad for me. I'm going to go with...
Cinco, more like Stinko.
5.5.
Okay. I would give it a 6.
Okay.
I think.
That's higher than I thought.
Well, I mean, I really don't like most of this, but like visually, I think it's kind of neat. I really do like some weird dark stuff. So like...
Yeah,
honestly,
I can enjoy that too, but it just was too much. It was weird. You can win. I don't even know how that song goes.
That's pretty much it. You can win. That's my Michael Jackson.
But he sings it really, really well.
You can't win, child. You can't break even. You can't get out of the game.
I think your impression needs just a little bit of tweaking, but you're almost there.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so... We rate this pretty low. So what about The Wizard of Oz, though? Because I feel like The Wizard of Oz is a classic, but I know a lot of people are like, I never want to watch that movie. It scares me. So are you one of those people? Or are you like, no, classic for sure?
I think it's a classic. It's not. It never was one of those that I watched a lot as a kid. I watched it a couple times. It wasn't a favorite. It was fine. But now rating it, I would give it probs. I'm going to go with 7.5.
Okay.
I'm done with Spanish, apparently.
Yeah, no mas.
No mas. And you?
I think I would give it probably just a little higher, maybe an 8. I want it to be higher, honestly, because of the amount of times I watched it when I was a kid. But revisiting it, I find it a little slow at times. Mm-hmm. I think that musically, it's fun, but not very complex. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the dancing, too. There's a lot of production value, but there's not a lot of, like, talent as far as dance sequences. Like, they're very simple. So I think we should wrap this up.
Let's wrap it.
The Wizard of Oz is... Because dubstep. Because of the wonderful things he does. Okay, well, next week, would you like to tell people what musical we are doing next week?
Next week, guys, listen up. Put on your favorite socks, find your favorite slippers, maybe a hat or two that you would like to wear. Maybe put on a scarf if you're feeling extra cold. And don't forget to shave your face because we are going to watch Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. That's a great movie and a show.
Musical. Yeah, I've never seen Mamma Mia, and you have. You've seen, well, we'll talk about that later. But
we will. Surprise.
But that'll be fun. That'll be fun for me. Oh, so fun. I love when I'm unfamiliar with songs. It's just a blast.
Get excited. This is going to be good.
Is it?
You're really not excited about this?
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I think that's it for this episode. Remember, you guys, you can follow us on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals or on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. And, you know, we do some fantastic stuff on those things. So, I mean, if you're not following us, you're really missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have one of those things people call a blast.
A blast?
We have a blast.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening, guys, to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and
I'm Elise.
There we go. And we'll see you guys next time.
Patini. Musicals. Jazz.